Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're efforting to get Chris Nocke on the program. Maryland played Iowa Saturday afternoon. They ended up losing 83-64 in a game that probably wasn't that close. Maryland made a nice run late to cut it to under 20, but it basically hung around 25 most of the second half. And yeah, it feels like, and I'm curious to get Chris's thoughts on this when we get him on the program, but against real Big Ten teams, I feel like we're going to see a lot of this.
Yeah, well, especially if they come out shooting the lights out from three, that this team's not going to be able to play from behind. This team needs to keep it close. They need to get to the foul line. They need to be in position where the other team thinks they have to foul them. And this one got out of hand pretty early. Payne did his thing. But it really, for me, comes down to, again, what I'm viewing them through is the portal of the young guards. And the young guards, as they start playing on the road in this conference for the first time, are going to have some games where they're overwhelmed, where they turn it over a bunch and they can't score it a lick. And that's what this was.
Well, Darius Adams picking up two fouls in the first 5 minutes of that game, and then he rode some pine the rest of the first half.
They're young, they're naive, and that's going to play itself out on the road. And again, I'm just looking to see, what does this look like in February versus now?
Maryland, of course, has Michigan coming up this Saturday. And if you haven't been paying attention to college basketball of late, Michigan's basically blowing everybody out. I think they play Villanova tonight.
Yes, they do.
So that should be interesting.
And they're a pretty heavy favorite. And my suspicion is they score 85-some points, something like that, and they win the game going away.
Maryland and Michigan this Saturday. That's an 8 o'clock tip, which means pregame coverage starts at 7 here on 105.7 The Fan. Chris Nocke will be part of the call, and he joins us now. And Chris, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So, we just lost him. He was on hold, and then he was gone. Unfortunately, I think we have some phone problems. Unfortunately, I don't know if we're going to get Chris. By the way, as we wait, Ken Rosenthal just posted that the Orioles matched the Mets the offer to Kyle Schwarber. They offered him same 5 years, $150 million.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
He wanted to stay in Philly.
Yeah. What is that? I mean, what is the point? You either sign a guy or you don't.
Well, they can't force
him. Because he's been there and he's won there. So you're going to have to pay him more.
You're going to have to pay him more, yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, they did match the offer.
It's ridiculous. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. According to Rosenthal,
they didn't match it because they're not the Phillies. Because they have no history of winning. Because he's a loser GM and Dombrowski's won. No, they didn't match anything.
Well, they matched the offer.
Now, you don't know that.
Well, according to Ken Rosenthal,
he doesn't know that.
He says the Orioles offered $5,150, the Reds offered $5,125, the Pirates offered $4,120, and he stayed with the Phillies for $5,150. So those are the...
He also says the Orioles have been involved in discussions for virtually every player at the top of the market other than Bregman and Bo Bichette.
But let's go out to the phone lines now where Chris Nocke joins us. And Chris, we'll get back to the Orioles in a few minutes. But a rough game in Iowa, Chris. And I just wonder, what do you find most troubling? The shooting, the fouls, the turnovers, or is the answer just yes?
How about all of the above,
yeah.
Right, D? It's all of it. It's turnovers are just killing. You know, when you don't shoot the ball well, turnovers become especially problematic. And those empty possessions. They're shooting 31% from three. They're giving up 37 or 38% from three, which means the defense is lacking a little bit too. There's so many areas of concern, you know, and there are reasons for it. You know, the team was put together on the fly, like a lot of college basketball teams are in this day and age. But, you know, I don't think Buzz had a lot of time to work in the portal by the time he got hired. And I just think the team, you know, plays two games over the course of the next three and a half weeks. And you've got some time to work on some things and try and get things going in the right direction. And that's the only way you can approach it right now.
We were just sort of talking about the game a minute ago, and my kind of take on it is like it's a really young backcourt, and they're naive, and they've never really seen this before. And we saw a super experienced backcourts of around here recently, but new to the Big Ten, go on the road in the Big Ten and figure out how quickly you can get into foul trouble and figure out how quickly early turnovers will doom you, and that we're just going to have to kind of live with some of this and hope it looks better in March, no?
Yeah, I think that's a part of it. I do think that sometimes youth can be an excuse. You know, you have to, at this point in time, they're 10 games in. You should have learned some lessons. For instance, the slow start doomed them in the early game against Georgetown. And so, you know, going into play Iowa, first of all, it's always traditionally been a hard place to play for whatever reason. But also, they're coming off their first loss of the year. They got beat pretty badly at Michigan State. So, you know, they're going to come out and, you know, try and hit you in the mouth early on. And yet, the team just looked unprepared for that. The players looked unprepared for that. And that's disappointing because, freshman or not, you've got to learn from that. You've got to be ready to go from the start. And you've got to be better on the road. At home, you have such a much greater margin for error than you do on the road, and part of it is you got to play much closer to 40 minutes than you do at home, for sure.
We're talking to Chris Nocke, Inside Access here on The Fan. Chris, when you go to Iowa, it's almost like going to the wine store. You know they're going to have exciting whites, and this year's Bennett Sturts. You got to see him.
Wait! Have you used that one already?
I have not. I've seen it. I can't tell you I made that up. I've seen it before, I thought it was appropriate here. But Bennett Sturts, impressive kid.
Yeah, I mean, were it not for the kid at Michigan who's tearing it up, Yaxel Landenberg, who we're going to see this Saturday, might be the best player in the conference. And he was absolutely unerring against the Terps. And he was particularly good, I thought, late in shot clock situations. You know, they never had a problem getting a clean look at the end of the possession. And a lot of that, you know, falls to your point guard. And that's what he is. He's kind of the consummate point guard. I know he's on a lot of NBA radars, largely because he makes no mistakes. He's not the most, you know, dashing athlete you've ever seen, but at the end of the game, he's got, you know, 25, 26 points and 7 or 8 assists and without a turnover. I mean, it's a pretty clean stat sheet.
Well, Chris, Terps did get back an older player in Solomon Washington from injury, second game back against Iowa. What have you thought of Solomon so far? Obviously, still playing his way back into game shape.
Yeah, that's. I mean, he had the kind of injury where he couldn't, you know, he couldn't do any cardio work, right? And so he's at a real disadvantage right now. I mean, he really helps because he's a physical kid, gives him a nice presence inside. They have much more representative size inside now that he's back, and he's a really willing defender. I think he's a kind of your classic 10.6 rebound kind of a guy. But, it's going to be a while before he's most effective. And hopefully,
you know, once the calendar turns and you're looking at the majority of your Big Ten games starting January 1, that guy's ready to go because I think he's a really important part of the equation.
So this team, obviously, like it begs some questions right now, and I think one of them is like who's the secondary scorer to Mr. Payne? If you had to throw a dart in somebody's direction in regards to that, where would you throw it?
You know what, Jason, that's an interesting question, and I think that the early returns are mixed. Mm-hmm. I think Darius Adams has shown he's capable, but I think that's one of the things you have to come to terms with during the course of these 3 weeks that I'm talking about is how you want to play this out. You know, one of the really interesting things about the Iowa game, and I know there was a lot of competition on Saturday for eyeballs. I don't know if you watched it that much of it, but down the stretch of the game, Buzz went almost exclusively with his four oldest guys and with Darius Adams on the floor. He's a freshman. And I think he did that for a lot of reasons. First of all, he's tired of seeing the ball thrown into the stands. But yeah. I think he was really disappointed in the quality of play from some of the other guys. You know, and they end up spending a lot of time on the bench. And you know, every player is about playing more. Every coach is about playing better. And these guys have to play better. I think there's enough talent there to get you some really quality wins, but they just haven't played to the level that you need to play to get to that point. So, I think it'll be interesting to see what he does over the course of the next two or three weeks, and in terms of deciding who are my seven guys, who are my ride or die guys here.
Well, Chris, the schedule certainly doesn't lighten up this weekend with the number two Michigan Wolverines coming
like
to College Park. It should be a heck of an environment at Xfinity Center. But what have you thought of Michigan thus far?
We saw them up close and personal in Vegas. And, 24 hours after Gonzaga beat us by 39 or whatever it was, they beat Gonzaga by 40. So they were absolutely unguardable out there. They have a front line that goes 7-4, 6-10, 6-9, and the 6-9 players the best player in the league, I think. So that's a tough game for sure. And but it's an opportunity. And what you've done to this point in time really wouldn't mean a thing if you were able to win this basketball game on Saturday night. So you have to take that approach. You have to play with some desperation. You have to play smarter. You cannot turn the ball over 14, 16, 18 times against a good team and win. It's got to be single digits. You got to be able to make some shots. I mean, it boils down to some execution. It's a tall task for sure, but you know, nobody goes undefeated anymore. No. Nobody does. So you have to assume that they're going to fall to somebody, and perhaps lightning's going to strike on Saturday night.
Maryland, Michigan, Saturday at 8. Pregame coverage starts at 7 right here on 105.7 The Fan. Chris Nockey will be on the call at 8 o'clock right here on The Fan. Chris, thank you as always for your time, man. We appreciate it.
You bet, guys. Good catching up.
Coming up next, we hit the hot corner. Winter meetings are going on. Orioles are allegedly throwing money out there. Does this mean anything? We'll hear from Mike Elias, maybe a little Craig Albernaz as well, as they spoke yesterday at the hot corner next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here on the Fan.
Our payroll as it stands right now, and it's still well below where we were at last year. And we'll just consider opportunities as they come up and have those conversations with ownership. But we do have room for more moves, multiple more moves.
Multiple more moves. And according to the industry, as looking at Twitter, the Orioles are, quote, involved with seemingly everybody that's available. Ken Rosenthal just posted in the last 50 minutes. Obviously, Schwarber signed with the Phillies 5 years, $150 million. He had the offers from the other teams, Pirates at 4-120, Reds at 5-125, and the Orioles at 5-150 as well. We don't know about deferred or anything like that. But does this mean anything to you, Jason?
No, it means nothing to me. You either sign a player or you don't. I've been a part of several negotiations in my life, and I've covered countless. And they don't happen in a vacuum. You were being made aware of what other people have on the table. You have the ability to meet a number or come up with a number that gets that secures the player's services. You also know how to hang out in a ballpark, be in the vicinity, be in the zip code, and then get attaboys for it. And hey, go buy some tickets now because we really tried. This is pathetic. It would be beneath a real major league front office with a real billionaire owner who really cared about winning, who actually did want to spend. It's not that hard to do this. In fact, it's really easy. I could do it. Anybody could do it. They continue to choose not to pay what the market will bear for players to come here. And no, this isn't Philadelphia. He's got no history of winning here. No. This hasn't been his home ballpark before. Like, no. You've accomplished nothing. Nobody cares about how many regular season games you won between March of 2023 and June of 2024. Nobody cares, including smart baseball people and fans in this town. So you either do it or you don't do it. Here's what I know. You didn't hear anything about the LA Dodgers whatsoever because they don't have to talk. And then they went out and they got the best. They didn't get Helsley, who's got a fastball that the league destroys. They didn't get a reclamation project who's down on his luck, but we can fix him. They just went out and got the best closer in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they do.
Yeah. It's to the point where it's...
Just shut up.
It's show me. You have to do it. Like, I could care less hearing the fact that they offered the same years and same dollars as the Phillies. It was the same scenario, similar, with Corbin Burnes last year. Like, you either sign a player or you don't. And we've yet to see Mike Elias give out a true multi-year contract. Not an opt-out after year one, a true multi-year contract.
Now, he did tell reporters yesterday that he's had real multi-year deals, accepted.
Well, but what planet are we on? This guy's been here 8 years, dude. And we're in the running for the first overall pick again. Yes. That's where we are. That's back fun. Where we started. And in between, he's added nothing of significance to this roster outside of the Kyle Bradish trade, one of like 15 pitching trades he made that actually popped. And what else?
Corbin Burnes for a year.
the fans deserve real moves. And Mike
Money moves.
Brought up the fact that, hey, we're not even close to the payroll that we had last year, which is true. They're $52 million away from the payroll that they hit last year. Right now, projected spending $108.5 million. So spend it. Like at this point, like, dude, you can do deals that might hurt at the back end. You can do deals like... Remember what was the quote he said last year? We're not trying to win the press conference or whatever the heck that means.
He's still not trying to.
Yeah, like
I'm torn on this because if this would have been happening 2 years ago, like you lost your window to like appease us with offers. Yeah,
you're year eight.
I feel like I'm Charlie Brown with the football. Like the fan inside me believes they're going to make, but I believe this every winter. And then I'm going to be left with Max Scherzer and Ryan O'Hearn getting re-signed. But it's everything that you hear is that they seem to be acting differently this year, but they got to finish. Like just rolling around and talking doesn't get it done. They have to finish some deals because beyond that, it means nothing.
Yeah, and he is talking different this year. The quote, him saying the ownership going in the red, he's bringing this up time and time again. And they did those type of moves earlier than we've become accustomed to this year as opposed to in prior years. But, like, now make some real moves.
So let me ask you a hypothetical because I like to get you worked up, Jason. So if they come out of this... Because they've made it clear, whether he says it with his own mouth or you hear it from the people in the industry. Hypothetically speaking, they sign Alonzo and say Ranger Suarez. Are you now all of a sudden, how do you feel about
next
this?
Question? I'm not engaging. I'm not indulging. I'm not doing this. There's plenty of other people who will do it.
Okay,
people
Bond.
Who cover this team. People who cover the game nationally, there's plenty of people peddling in the world of BS. I'm not doing
it. It's not BS. It's a hypothetical.
You guys can talk about it amongst yourselves. I'll watch Champions League soccer. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
There's no way they're signing.
It's just stupid. It's really stupid.
They got money to make two big moves.
Yeah,
they could if they wanted to.
They got money to make two big moves.
They could easily get one of those guys.
Yes.
Because $52 million, that's just to make it to
By the way, for what it's worth, and I'm not telling you he's coming, but while Schwarber always wanted to go back to Philly, the reporting is the Mets are reluctant to go more than 3 years on Alonso. So he's probably not going back to the Mets. So he's going to end up elsewhere. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Is it here? I don't know. Let's have some fun. A little bounce back, fall back next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's go way back to 7 days ago. And Maryland was taking on Wagner that night. They were 21.5 point favorites. They covered that spread. 89-63 winners. Both of you guys fell back there. The Sixers, they were taking on the Wizards that night. They were 13.5.
Let's relive that. That's a great moment in NBA history.
121-102. Jason,
go Sixers.
Jason, you fell back. You said it was going to be a one possession game in the final minute. Wizards live to win the game. Can you bounce
they
back?
They got thumped.
Derek Queen, who had a fantastic night last night. Yeah, but this was...
Looks like a hell of a trade to me, Beltway Ben.
We might have to re-look at Ben. Derek Queen goes over 21.5 points, rebounds, and assists versus the Timberwolves a week ago. Hit easy 21-8-6. Both of you guys bounce back. Celtics cover the 1.5 against the Knicks. They did 123-117. Jason, you fell back. Can you bounce back? Cowboys-Lions game, that was the Thursday night game last week, goes over 54.5 points.
Way
that
over.
Flew over 44-30. Can you bounce back? Jason, you fell back. You said 30-24, so that half point hook.
Yeah.
Jahmyr Gibbs goes over the 75.5 yards rushing total. He did not. 43. Jason, you fell back. Can you bounce back?
Got three tutties.
Dak throws for over 265.5 yards. He flew past that. 376. Both of you guys bounce back. Jason, you said he was in play for 303 tutties.
Two interceptions.
Lions cover the 3-point spread. They did. 44-30. Both you guys fell back. Ken won. Ken won 5-3.
That's a thump.
5-3. We're in the middle of the winter meetings, ladies and germs.
This should be fun.
So we got a couple Orioles.
Yeah, when is this? I can't wait. When does it end? Rule 5 draft on Friday? Like, can we fast forward through all this BS?
Yeah, it's like Thursday. The Orioles will sign a true, no opt-out after 1 year in mumbo-jumbo, a true multi-year contract with a player, real money, $15 million per year by the time we do this Friday.
I mean, that's a low bar.
They haven't done it yet.
O'Neal made $18 million last year.
That wasn't a true contract.
True multi-year deal.
Yeah, but I mean, 15? I mean, my God.
By Friday, when we do this on Friday,
Bone, I will do one better. They will sign a true multi-year deal for $30 million a year by the time we do this again on Friday.
Deal for 30 a year.
They'll sign somebody like Michael King, and yeah, it'll cost more than 2 years, and it'll cost more than 15 a year.
So that is a bounce back, begrutchingly.
Yes, it's a thrilling bounce back.
It is the lottery today. They have the fourth best odds.
You're asking if they're going to win the lottery?
Not win it. Fourth best odds to have the number one overall pick. The Orioles end up with a top three pick, Jason. Heart of the cards.
Wow. Wait a minute. So
they have the odds for the fourth pick.
Pure chance.
It's pure luck. Oh, yeah. It's just a luck bet.
Yeah, I mean, it is and it isn't, depending on what you think these leagues are capable of.
Do you think they're going to rig it for the Orioles?
I don't know the Major League Baseball.
I don't know. I mean, they did Major League Baseball solid, taking some people on in their organization who they probably shouldn't have. So maybe there's payback. I don't know. I don't know how the world works, Bone. I'm going to say the baseball gods don't like the way they pretend to build their roster.
So it's a fallback.
So the baseball gods are going to poop on them here.
Oh, that's a fallback for those at home. Ken.
It's the one thing they're good at, getting high draft picks. I'll bounce back, Bone.
Okay.
That was pre-lottery, though.
Yeah,
that
was pre-lottery. I know.
Let's get to NBA tonight.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson. He is going to score over 28.5 points at the Raptors tonight.
What's his scoring average, Bun? Do you have that? What's the Book of Bone have him?
Well, it's 20.5 is the number.
Okay.
Scoring average.
You've got a computer.
I thought he had it as part of the thing. I'll fall bounce back.
35.9.
I'll bounce back.
Or excuse me, 28.
Yeah.
I was looking at it.
My bad. I thought you had that info when you gave it to
me. Okay. Jason?
I think there'll be a lot of points to be had here. Raptors like to run and gun, and so I think the Knicks will follow. And, I think he scores 30-plus, Bone.
30-plus. Let me put that in my notes. Games tomorrow. Only a couple games because of the NBA Cup.
NBA Cup.
Yeah.
Thunder cover the 15.5 point spread against the Suns. Still just one loss. Jason.
Yeah, Suns have been a really good covering team. Suns have been surprisingly efficient.
There's some SOBs, offense. Those Suns.
And it looks like we may see a team floating with history in OKC, but they've taken the pedal off the metal a little bit. Excuse me, when it comes to covering. So that feels like a lot of points for me.
That is a lot of
points. I'm thinking this might be more like a 12-point win.
12-point win. That's a fallback for those at home. Ken?
What's the number again, Bone?
15.5.
And it's against Phoenix?
Yes, tomorrow.
I'm going to bounce back, Bone.
Bounce back. And one last NBA also tomorrow night. Lakers 4.5-point favorites against the Spurs. Lakers cover that, Ken.
I'm going to fall back, Bone.
Chase.
I'm going to be all over the over on that game tomorrow on Wannabet unless things change drastically overnight.
What time can
really
we anticipate
like
that?
That'll be around noon tomorrow. Regular noon show tomorrow, wannabetwithus.com.
Taking over the world.
I guess the Lakers cover, but I think that's a dead over game. I think we got over 240 in that one. Right now it's around 235.5.
So is it a bounce back?
I think the Lakers cover, but okay. I'm more interested in the over, gotcha. And I think that we'll get more than 240 points, and right now it's 235.5.
I got that in my notes.
Got
the 240.
Want me to say it again? I can go again.
For those playing at home.
It didn't sound like a true cover. But anyways, Thursday night football.
Yeah. If I say it a third time, will it make the first one sound more real if I do the same spiel? Would that make the first one seem more sincere?
You glossed over the actual
question. It's
like
question. Beetlejuice. You say
Thursday night football.
Glossed over it.
Bucks Falcons.
Ugh.
Baker Mayfield. His passing total, 224.5. Jason, he goes over that.
Yeesh, I won't be messing with any of that. The injury report looks like it's going to be a little better for them.
Yeah, it looks like Evans is
going
to play.
He is not pushing the ball downfield at all, but they've obviously dealing with a lot of injuries, et cetera. Boy, Bone, I don't know, Bone. 220? I mean, Atlanta's pretty stinky.
Their defense sometimes shows up.
I'll say he throws for 227. How's that?
I'd say bounce back.
Was that answer suitable?
Yeah.
Was that forthright enough?
You went right to it.
Yeah.
You're
happy I'm happy.
Yeah.
Happy Bone, happy throne.
He's getting by. It sounds like Evans is going to play on Thursday.
It smells like happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, it's a rhyme.
It's a variation of a theme.
I'll bounce back, Bone.
Bounce back. Bijan, his rushing total, 73.5. Ken, he goes over.
Well, it depends what that lunatic offensive coordinator wants to do in this football game. Because sometimes doesn't he forget that he has Bijan Robinson? And
this
that,
is
like,
another one I'm staying away from.
Yeah. What's the number again?
73.5.
I don't like Tampa's defense. So they did just sign JPP. I'm going to bounce back, Bone.
Jason?
Man, Tampa's rush defense has really suffered the last 5 or 6 weeks. And Bijan last year was running 20-plus times a game the final 5, 6 weeks of the season. And I think he's got 20-plus carries in 3 of his last 4. You would think they'd lean into that because Cousins can't really move or do anything. And he's good for explosives, and Tampa's been giving up explosives. So, Bone, I say he goes for 80.
And lastly, the Bucks cover that 4.5-point spread,
oh,
Jason.
Oh, boy. Ugh. Man. I'll say Bucks by 3, but I want nothing to do with
Bucks
that.
Bucks by 3. Ken?
Bucks burned me last week in my Survivor.
I did.
They need this game. I'm going to bounce back, Bum.
Bounce back.
Hey, before we step out, for the people that like the fact that the Orioles matched Kyle Schwarber's offer, allegedly, and that they're talking to Paul, to Pete Alonso.
What is there to like about that? How could you possibly
Can I just finish my thought, please?
That makes no sense.
The Orioles have spoken with Kyle Tucker, according to John Morosi. So they remember Michael Elias drafted him in Houston. So they're in on everybody. Sign them all.
That's what Ken Rosenthal reported. Said everybody besides Bregman and Bobichet.
Yeah, they're talking. They're talking. Now you got to finish because talking's cheap. Coming up next, I think Jason's fired up now. He's got something to say about this Ravens defense next here on The Fan. After a nice stretch of games from the defense against bad teams or teams that weren't playing well, Rams and Bears, they have good offenses, but they didn't play well against the Ravens. The Ravens have given up 32 and 27 the last 2 weeks against division opponents. And with that, see the floor to Jason Lockenfort.
About we've been. Could we go from the late great Ronnie James Dio to the still very much alive Glenn Danzig?
I got something to say.
On Inside Access.
So there were obvious causes for concern with this defense all off season long, and scheme will take you, I guess, somewhat far if you got the right guy scheming it, and. You know, there's something to be said for going on a magic carpet ride and having things fall in place and all that, you know, catching the breaks, football gods, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I think what separates teams in this league more than anything else is talent. And it's particularly talent being able to do a couple of things. Keep the other team from getting all over your quarterback and getting to the other team's quarterback in a manner in which it takes the great ones and makes them a little less great. And it takes the good ones and makes them marginal. And this team is not capable of that. It was not built to do that. And I hope it has you asking questions, not just of Zach Oren, not just of John Harbaugh, but of the people who put this together. And make no mistake, there's separation of church and state here. This is an old school football operation. There's the guys who pick the groceries and the guys who cook the stew. And they don't really overlap a whole lot, and there's some significant division there, and they're graded on how they develop those players, yeah, but like, what do you really have to work with? And when it comes to this defensive line, especially since Madubuike suffered what I think a lot of us believe will be a career defining injury, it's so embarrassing what they're running out there and pretending to be NFL impact edge players. It's so embarrassing what they're putting out there and pretending that it's even borderline NFL level D line, let alone one that was supposed to compete for a Super Bowl, even though the coach was scared to admit that they're supposed to compete for a Super Bowl. And I just think, you know, people want to say, oh, well, like you're tough on them, or you're too mean,
yes,
or Why are you always pointing this out and pointing that out?
No,
there's
emotion.
A reason that when they do open their mouths, and they don't do it all that much on the football operations side, and certainly they don't do it at all from the ownership side, but when they open their mouths and they talk about going cash over cap, and they talk about how committed they are to winning, and they talk about nobody appreciates pass rush more than us, but at the same time, we don't have that much to do this offseason because, you know, next offseason, 2026 offseason, boy, that's going to be a bear. But you know, I'm sitting back and watching safeties in a draft right now because have you seen our roster? I mean, you've seen what people are saying about our roster? Like, I mean, we're pretty good. When they lead you to believe that comp picks are more important than free agency, when it's really about profits, not maximizing opportunity, then I'm going to call them out on it all the time in real time because those chickens invariably come home to roost. And this defense is a total fraud when it faces anyone who's won a playoff game in their history at the quarterback position this year. And the fact that Mike Green, who's had a nothing burger of a rookie season, is leading them in sacks.
Called it.
Without having one real true impact game and barely any impact moments. The fact that there's 115 NFL players who have at least 3 sacks for their employer and none of them play for the Baltimore Ravens. Well, one does, Draymond Jones, yeah, but he got his in Tennessee.
Yeah.
When you faced a decrepit quarterback at home last week and a quarterback with a bad toe who hadn't played in 2 months the week before that, and they combined to drop back 84 times and they're sacked once and they're hit 8 total times, and they're barely pressured, and they're able to make on-script and off-script downfield shots, the likes of which Pittsburgh hadn't done all season, then that's the world. That's reality. That's the game of football saying you're not actually built to come close to stopping good quarterbacks, let alone great ones. When the Gabriels and the Tyrod Taylors and Flacco, the Justin Fields and the number 9 in Minnesota, when those guys produce a 67.2 passer rating against you and you're 6-0 against them, and A-Fraud and Burrow and Mahomes and Allen and Goff and Stafford and Stroud combined to go 7-0 against you with 15 touchdowns and no picks and 68% completions and 260 passing yards a game and a 109.6 rating, and they drop back collectively 269 times, Bone, against you,
yeah,
and you get 27% pressure and 7 total sacks, 2.7% sack rate against them, because guess what? You're not going to fool them with pre-snap machinations. Zach Orr is not going to be able to magically get in their brains and scramble them because they actually know what they're doing. You built a fraud defense. And guess what? This time, bringing somebody out of retirement or bringing in just a guys at the trade deadline wasn't nearly good enough to prop it up. But it just begs the question, when will Steve Bisciotti pay for a pass rusher? When will you trade up in a draft to go get a blue chip pass rusher? Because that's the only other way you can do it. How will you compensate for Jones not being who you said he was going to be and Madubuike never playing football again and you failing to develop anybody who can get pressure on the edge except for Owe, who you gave away for a safety who can't tackle, who has no special athletic ability, and whose calling card is supposed to be his smarts, but he just got caught on a 46-yard touchdown that might have ended your season to a running back, and you can't stop running backs, and you can't stop tight ends, but I'm supposed to applaud you getting a fifth-round safety who the Chargers weren't going to extend? That's winning? That's going for it? This is Super Bowl or bust mode? It's a joke. It's a joke. And they keep playing the same games because Roquan got paid because Roquan was their big trade. And they were going to pay Roquan no matter what because the GM thought it made him look good. They took Likely's money and gave it to a tight end who's nearing the end, way closer to the end of the beginning, who's never shown up in a playoff game. Why? Despite Likely. They like winning in contract negotiations and saving their billionaire money way more than they actually like going for it, doing what's right for you who pay the freight on all this, and actually building a real Super Bowl caliber defense. It's a sham.
Coming up next, Cynthia Freeland think it's over? As John Harbaugh said, they still have it all out in front of them, but can they finish the job? Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network joins us next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.